This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Email me, ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and be sure to check out the website. All the stories you'll hear tonight on the show and the videos that are played are at outcastradio.net. In addition, check out the podcast. We've got today's podcast. Actually, the show I did from 11 to 1 today is up and ready for you at outcastradio.net. Let's start with Ruthie in Austin. Hello, Ruthie. How are you?
Hello, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's terrific to have you on. I apologize for the miscommunication. I thought it was tonight, and you thought it was yesterday. But either way, you're here, and it's all good.
Good, good. I'm happy to be here.
We met on Saturday and struck off a great conversation, and I learned a little bit about your past. And actually, do you have dual residence?
No, not yet. I have not made Aliyah yet in Israel. Now, to make Aliyah means that any Jew from any other nation, when they go to Israel and they want to be a citizen, that's called making Aliyah. I haven't done that yet because the requirements that you have to be in Israel for a certain number of months every year, I can't do that because I am a missionary and I'm all over the world. So anyway, one day I will make Aliyah. I am a Jewish believer, so Israel's my home, Don.
And you've spent what percentage of your life living in Israel?
Well, in and out for 17 years.
Okay. And,
yes.
And I think during our conversation you mentioned something about either you had a hotel or you were going to purchase a hotel.
I will be getting a hotel very soon. It will help the Jews that are coming into Israel that they don't have any money and they're making Aliyah. And they just need a free place to stay, and I'll provide a free place for them to be until they get their feet on the ground. Now, the Israeli government does help, but because of the magnitude of so many people coming over to Israel to make Aliyah, they just don't have enough places. So, in other words, I'll be helping them out by getting a hotel and doing what my part is in all of this. So,
it's fantastic. And how long have you been a missionary?
Oh, 41 years now.
Holy cow. And what are you, 55?
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, I am 79, and God has kept me healthy, Don. I just am blessed so much because of all he's done with me and in me and my family. He's blessed my family tremendously. I have a number two son. He's 54, and he teaches pastors leadership all over the world. So,
And how many kids do you have?
I have two perfect sons and two perfect grandsons.
There you go. I've got a son and a daughter, and I call each one my favorite son and my favorite daughter.
That's right. Amen. And they are, really. Amen.
I've been at Republic Broadcasting Network for a couple months now, and I'm pretty set in my beliefs. I can talk at least with authority on what I believe in, but when it comes to the topic of Israel, I'm going through a transition right now, and I've come to this conclusion, and that's why I brought you on the radio. And we talked briefly about this on Saturday. There is spiritual Israel, and then there is secular Israel. And you made a statement during our conversation on Saturday about the Israeli flag. What did you tell me on Saturday about the flag?
Well, I will say this, and a lot of the Jews don't want to believe this, but it's fact. The six-pointed star, if they get on their computer and type in on the web search, Origin of the Six-Pointed Star by Dr. O.J. Graham, they will find out that it was when Solomon had his pagan wives, they brought that witchcraft symbol from Babylon and handed it to Solomon, and it was first called the Seal of Solomon. And then later in years, it was called the Star of David. David had been dead. And I know that if he knew about what they were doing with it today, he'd turn over in his grave. But the Star of David is the most evil of witchcraft symbols. And so many people that are believers, they go to Israel and they buy like the Star of David pendant or Star of David candlesticks or whatever. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 and 26, God says, "Do not bring these cursed items into your home, lest you be cursed." And so it is a cursed symbol. It is not the symbol for Israel and the Jew. It's a cursed symbol. The real symbol for the Jew and Israel is the menorah. The menorah is it, and it should, the menorah should be the symbol on the flag representing Israel and the Jew. So, anyway, look it up. I just tell people, search these things out for yourself.
That's what I say on the show all the time. You know, I'm going to search for the truth, try to tell you what I think is going on, but, you know, make up your own mind. I mean, you've got a brain, figure it out.
That's exactly right.
Now, getting back to secular Israel and spiritual Israel, let's talk about secular and Zionism. What role does Zionism play in the paradigm we're seeing right now with all the wars going on in Gaza? And what influence does Israel actually play on the United States as far as, I don't want to say manipulating, but maybe just using them for their own purposes? What's your take on secular Israel?
Well, let me say this, that what is going on in Israel right now is God's judgment. Every sin, Don, every sin known to man is going on in Israel from one end of Israel to the other end. And so many people, you know, think that, you know, all of Israel is wonderful and holy, and it is. It's God's land. It's God's territory. But just as in the United States, many people are not going along with or adhering to God's laws and obeying them. So anyway, in Israel, the Israeli government gives up to 3 abortions a year for each female soldier. And do you think God's going to wink at that? No. And homosexuality, about 4 or 5 years ago, they established Tel Aviv for the international headquarters for the homosexuals. And there are homosexual parades that go on in Jerusalem, downtown Jerusalem. And just all sin known to man is going on from one end to the other. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the Orthodox rabbis teach the married men that it's okay for them to have an affair. They can have a mistress, but it's not okay for the woman to have an affair. So this is God's judgment. These wars are God's judgment on what's going on in Israel. But they did declare Israel as a secular state instead of a religious state, which was really to the good, because the religious state would mean what the Orthodox rabbis are teaching, which is wrong, totally wrong. And the Orthodox, the children of the rabbis, do not serve in the military. They haven't been, it hasn't been mandatory for them to serve in the military. And anyway, it's just a serious situation over there.
And what is your opinion, your belief on the situation with Gaza? Now, back in 2005, George Bush and his administration forced the Jews out of Gaza, and the debate has been going on ad infinitum as to who is the rightful owner of Gaza. In your opinion, your belief, what is the situation in Gaza? Who does it belong to, and what's going on?
Well, the Bible says that all of Israel, all of Lebanon, two-thirds of Syria, two-thirds of Jordan, all of that belongs to the Jew. All of it belongs to God. Actually, this is his property, not ours. It's his land. And with Gaza, most of the people in Gaza, the Palestinians, they would prefer, over any other rule, they would prefer Israeli rule.
Ruthie, can you hang on for the break? We've got to play a couple commercials. It'll last about 3 minutes, and I want to bring you back on the other side. Is that okay?
Good. Okay.
Hang on, Ruthie.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide. If you've got a question for Ruthie, my guest is Ruthie Hill. She's been a missionary for 40 years and divides her time between Israel and the United States and travels all over the world. We're talking about secular Israel the demonic side, if you will, the dark side, including the Star of David, and the division of Israel in its borders. Ruthie,
yes.
There are many people that say that land belongs to the Palestinians and that the Jewish people pushed them off through the Balfour Agreement. What do you say to people that say that the Jews don't even belong in Israel? That belongs to the Palestinians.
Well, that's really humorous, Don, because the Bible states that it belongs to the Jew. All you have to do is read the Bible, especially in the book of Joshua. It tells you right there that God gave that land to the Jew, not to the Palestinians. Let me say this too. I'll go back about the government of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is absolutely wonderful. He is the best, as far as I'm concerned. He's the best prime minister that has been. He's got a tough row to hoe. And actually, he is the most important man in the world today. He really is. And as far as Gaza goes, when Bush did have Ariel Sharon make all of the area of Gaza into the Palestinian, anyway, right after that, immediately after that, Ariel Sharon had a stroke, and it was 8 years he was in that stroke. He just died a few months ago. I don't know if you got the news here or not, but anyway, he finally died. But after that, when he was had the stroke, this country had Katrina happen. Every time this country goes against Israel in any way, they suffer the consequences here in America. Anyway, God says it's in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. You bless my people, I'll bless you. You curse my people, I will curse you. So if the main focus in the world is Israel. If you just watch what's going on in Israel, you will know exactly, you know, what is happening in today's times according to the Scripture, because the Scripture is very clear. Read Zechariah chapter 14. This is a very important chapter.
A burdensome stone.
Yes. And so, of course, Jerusalem, I've lived all over Israel. I've lived from one end to the other. But there's nothing like Jerusalem. It is the place to live. I love Jerusalem. And when it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we're actually praying for Yeshua to come back. Now, Yeshua is his real name. Yeshua, Ha, which means the, Mashiach means Messiah. So Yeshua Ha Mashiach means Jesus the Messiah. And what you're praying for is for him to come back, because there will be no true peace on earth until the Lord returns.
From your experience, from studying the Bible, and your 40 years as a missionary, what do you see next on the time clock? What event could possibly occur next?
Well, this war that has started, and, you know, the ceasefire, all this ceasefire is doing is just giving the terrorists time to regroup. It's just giving them a chance to build up their arsenal and do whatever. But this war that has started, it's going to get really bad. It's going to escalate. I will be going back to Israel, but not until after the magnitude of this war is over. I was in the war back in 2006. I had a condo on the boardwalk on the Mediterranean Sea, and I saw the rockets from Hezbollah, from Lebanon. They were hitting right in front of my condo, right in the water. And so I've been in the war. I know what it's like, but I wasn't afraid. I didn't have any fear, because what I feel like, that there's no better place to go to heaven from than Israel. I said, well, if I die, I'm going straight to heaven. Praise the Lord. But please pray for Israel. Pray for the people there. And there are people over there. You know, the Scripture says some people will say they're Jews, but they're not. They can be born of Jewish roots, but their heart is not Jewish. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Well, and it says in Scripture, only a remnant will be saved. You know?
That's exactly right.
It's one-third. So most of Israel is, in fact, secular and is controlled in many ways by what we call the Zionists and the Illuminati. There is a dark cloud over Israel as there is the rest of the world.
That's true. That is very true. Yes, then you want to talk about the Illuminati?
Sure.
Okay. How this became the Star of David became the logo, so to speak, for Israel and the Jew is back in, it was either 1946 or 47. I don't know the exact years, but the head of the Illuminati, and you know who they are. Can I speak that on the air?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, this network, you can say whatever you like. Just try not to swear too much.
Oh, well, that's not in my vocabulary.
Okay, yeah. There is no filter here. This is total First Amendment. I know you're not used to this, but you can say whatever you like. Talk about the Illuminati,
okay.
The Bilderbergs, 9/11, chemtrails.
Okay.
We're open for business, whatever you got.
Okay, good. Well, as you know, the Illuminati, the head of the Illuminati is the Rothschild family. Well, it was, I don't know exactly the year, but I'll just say in 1946 and 47, before Israel became a state in 1948, the Rothschilds went to Israel and they bought, you know, a lot of land and buildings and things. And because of who they were, when in 48, the newly formed government in Israel, because of the Rothschilds and their name and their money, they allowed them to be the ones to pick the sign for the Israelis and Israel. And so there were two things they could pick from. One was the menorah, which is the true sign of Israel and the Jew, or the Star of David. And because of their being, you know, under Satan's realm, they picked the occult symbol of the Star of David. And I try to tell people in Israel about it. I said, don't wear that. Don't fly that flag. Because actually, when you see those flags flying all over Israel, they are under a curse because of, just like Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 and 26. You're cursed if you have these cursed items in your possession. Also, in the Arab area, this crescent moon and the star on their flag, that's also a satanic symbol. So now you see why both of these sides have problems. Because through ignorance of what they're flying over and representing them, they are cursed. Make sense?
And this goes back to a 5,000-year-old feud, a family feud that started with Abraham and the offspring. And
I know.
It's culminating. I mean, we're getting pretty close to the end. You know, when I hear stories, and I talked about this briefly on the radio yesterday, and I couldn't believe the words were coming out of my mouth, that we have reports that ISIS is beheading, decapitating children. I mean, this is just purely demonic.
It's insanity. But also know this, Don, and even in the Holocaust, any child below the age of accountability, and that age is 13, any child below that age, when they die, they go straight to heaven. And it's out of God's love and mercy. He's taking these children home before they don't get old enough to be a Muslim or to be a Hindu or anything that's other than a believer in Yeshua. So they're all in heaven. Praise God. They are in heaven.
You have enough stamina for one more segment?
Yes.
Oh, all right. We're going to break it one more time. This one's about 4 minutes long. So get yourself a cup of coffee or tea and we'll be right back. This is Outcast Radio.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, we'll open up the phones at 800-313-9443. If you're bashful, you can always email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the website, check it out. All the latest news, stories, the breaking stories, videos. The podcast is up and running, the one I did today, the 11 to 1 p.m. show. And also my latest blog on Robin Williams. In the meantime, we're talking with Ruthie Hill. She is a missionary. She's been one for 40 years. We're talking about the demonic overtones, the dark overtones of Israel, the Star of David, and the forming of Israel through the Rothschilds. Now, when Israel became a nation in 1948, Ruthie, what was the demographic breakdown? I mean, were there more Palestinians living in Israel at that time, or were there more Jews?
Well, Well, that's a good question, Don.
Because the reason I asked that is that's what the secular, I mean, that's what many people say, that there were more Palestinians there and they took the land. That's why I asked the question.
I do feel that there were more Arabs there, but they were the ones occupying, not the Jew. In other words, when the Jews got back into their homeland, they were just coming back to start owning what God had given them. So, and by the way, I have to apologize for the static. It's on this phone. I've had problems with it for a while. So anyway, I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay. But anyway, as far as the Palestinians go, not all of them are terrorists. I have some that are friends of mine, and they just want to have a home with the family and now to raise their children. Not all of them are terrorists, but, you know, the media makes you think they're all terrorists. But I feel sorry for the ones that want to live under Israeli rule because they're being forced in that Gaza area. They're being forced to be under something they don't really want. So, but as far as Israel and the Jew and the Arab, they could live peacefully together. They really could if the terrorists, the few that want to take over the world, were not in the position they're in. I have some Muslim friends over there that they let me pray with them, and they welcome me, and they ask me to come into their home to meet their families, and have me. They want me to come for dinner. So they're not all bad. Understand that. They're not all bad.
It's the same as anything else. I mean, people are just people. But in the Quran, it talks about you have three choices. You can either believe in Allah, you can pay a jizra, which is a tax, or you can be martyred. So these terrorists, are they in fact fundamentalists, terrorists? Is the average Muslim just not paying attention to the Quran and not adhering to it? How do you see it?
I see it that they don't know their Quran, because the Quran does state that if you are not a Muslim, you're to be killed. That's what the Quran states. So Allah is just like, well, you know the Tanakh. Do you know what the Tanakh is, Don?
It's a Jewish writing, is it not?
Well, it's the Old Testament. The mm-hmm. Tanakh is the whole Old Testament.
Okay, it's the entire Old Testament. Okay.
Yeah, and so, and the Brit Hadashah is the Hebrew for New Testament. So as far as the Tanakh goes, I would say most Jews don't even know their Tanakh. They do not know their Old Testament. So it's just, you know, an ignorance on people's part that they don't know what they're into. Well, look at the people that have joined the Masonic Order. They don't realize, or the lower ones don't know, but the upper ones, the 32nd, 33rd degree Masons, they do know what they're in. But the others below that, the number, they really don't know the magnitude of the demonic that they're associated with.
Well, let's pull back the cover on that one for a second, talking about Freemasonry. My dad was a Freemason. When you achieve the 33rd level, you are told the secret, and the secret is that Lucifer is the great architect.
Really?
They call him Lucifer, but we know him as Satan, but they believe that he's the light giver, and this ties into the New Age belief that, and the Gnostic belief that, in fact, Lucifer was helping man, and that mean, dogmatic God was getting in the way of enlightenment.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, really, Don, any and all secret organizations are not of God. And so many people think that, you know, because they're in a sorority or their fraternity, and the Catholic Church with Knights of Columbus, all of that is satanic. It is not of God, any of these secret organizations. And too many of these kids that are going to college and they're, you know, hoping they'll get into a sorority or fraternity, this is so wrong. And it's because of not knowing truth about these things. So were you ever in a sorority? I mean, ever in a fraternity?
No, I never was. You know, I adhere to the Groucho Marx axiom. I would never belong to a club that would have me as a member.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it's true, though. I've always been a loner. I mean, it's kind of ironic. I do this for a living, talking on the radio, but really, I'm a loner. I'm an only child.
Really? Are
yeah.
you?
Yeah, it's just me.
spoiled rotten, right?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't believe how spoiled rotten I am.
Well, you're such a big guy, so you had a lot of spoiling to be done, right?
Well, you're a little lady, but I'll tell you, you punch a lot of power in that body, you know.
You're real sweet. Bless
so
your heart.
Go ahead. Continue with what you were saying,
okay,
though.
But the thing is, all spirit-filled, tongue-speaking, spirit-filled Christians have almighty power of God in them. This is what Yeshua died on the cross to give them, was all power in heaven and in earth. It's in them. And it's like you want a glass of water. Well, there's a faucet there, but it's not coming out until you turn that handle to let the water flow. So this is it. People that are spirit-filled Christians, they've got the uppermost power over all the works of the devil, and they need to use it. Because any organization that is not of God, they can speak forth and say, I curse this ungodly organization to the roots. I command it to wither and die and be gone, never to return, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, organization that's not of God, you are cursed and you are destroyed in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And honey, it happens. You never, listen to this, Don, because I want to make it very clear. You never curse people. You curse organizations or corporations or anything that is flowing in things that are totally of Satan. You do not want them to continue. So you can get rid of them. You can get rid of those organizations.
You know, the other day I blurted on the radio that I hate the Catholic Church. I don't hate Catholics, but actually my best friend in Houston is a devout Catholic. I love him, but I hate the institution. Catholicism kept me from being saved for 20 years. They never told me, this is all you need to do. They did was fill me with fear.
Well, Don, I will say this. You are talking to the number one enemy of the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church is the evil of the whole world. You hear me? The evil of the whole world.
I'm in your court, sister.
Amen. The Lord had me start a church in Rome, Italy, and we have four churches there now. But when I was in Rome, I had Catholic priests come to me and say, Ruthie, please teach us Catholic priests the Word of God because we don't know it. And I told them, I said, honey, I know you don't know it, because if you did, you would not be in the Catholic Church. And I've heard people say they are Catholic charismatics. And I said, no, you're either Catholic or you're charismatic, but you are not both. Because I said, the Catholic Encyclopedia defines the city on the seven hills as Rome, Italy, Vatican City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you read Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation chapter 18, it says, the city on the seven hills, the great harlot, the whore, Mystery Babylon, it is the great whore. And in Revelation 18, verse 4, God says, come out from amongst her. And many of them have told me, well, God has told me to stay in the Catholic Church. I said, honey, you are not hearing from God, because he would not tell you to do something that his word tells you just the opposite. He says to you, come out. Come out from amongst her. So,
it's fun. It's fun being politically incorrect, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I kind of enjoy it myself. I do it every day. Yeah, I've got no qualms with anything you just said, because I really believe that religion, and especially the Catholic Church and Islam, you know, interestingly enough, the word Islam itself means submission. And
okay.
it is not a religion of peace. It is a religion of dominance, just like the Catholic Church.
Okay, well, let me share this with you. On your web search, type in the words, how the Vatican created Islam. The Vatican started it. It'll tell you why it started it and how they started the Islamic religion. And the Pope is their boss, and they don't even know it. They don't see. This is the problem with people being in things that they don't know the background, and they're just in it because maybe their parents were in it. And it's a shame, because God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Ruthie, we've got to end it right there. Do you have a website you can give us, or a contact number?
Well, my contact...
Oh, don't give your phone number. Ruthie, I enjoyed the time. Yeah, give us the email real quick.
It's rchenoweth777 at gmail.com.
Have a great night. Thank you very much.
Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. We go to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. OCD.
Good morning, Mr. Ed.
I talk good morning, Wilbur.
Wilbur!
See, they don't have shows like that anymore. I have Francis the Talking Mule. Come on. What was that other one? Laura Hardy, The Three Stooges. Come on, bring those shows back. Bring back some real TV that wasn't mind-numbing.
Hey,
remember
no.
when we were...
No, no,
hey,
no,
no,
remember
no, when
no,
we were
no.
kids? Remember when we were kids? Our mom or dad could look up at any time, day or night, 24 hours a day, and tell you what the hell was on TV.
Yeah, and not only that, I would leave in the summertime at 8 in the morning and come back at 9 o'clock at night, and she'd say, oh, okay, you're back. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, I remember when our television stations used to, at 11 o'clock, turn around and broadcast. It's now 11 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember that also cops used to shake your hand, not be afraid to come on your porch, have a glass of tea or iced tea, or, you know, during a storm, they knew who their elderly, you know, people were, and they, you okay, you need anything, or...
I remember going to a farm, picking vegetables and fruit, walking in the barn, and there was a tray full of money, and above it, there was a sign that said, make your own change. It was the honor system.
Leave your doors unlocked at night.
Doors are unlocked, everything. I mean, it was another world. It's like another planet.
Yeah, you asked for suggestions to have on your show.
Yeah.
You just let her go.
Oh, I didn't let her go. She's going to be back. Isn't she amazing?
I mean, let's put it this way. When I got adopted at the age of 10, my adopted parents were Catholic. Now, I will tell you this. They do have a hell of an education system. They do. I will give them that. Yet, you know, because of my background up until this time, at the age of 10, I was in and out of 6 or 9 different foster homes, 3 group homes, beaten, rejected, abandoned, abused, you name it. I went through it spiritually, mentally, emotionally, morally, and physically. Yes, I even was molested. Okay, so there. I'm almost 55 years old, and I admitted it. So, yet it made me stronger. And by the way, Don, my name's Ed, and Yahweh in Yahshua's name, I want to bless you and your family.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Yes,
bless you, too.
Well, thank you. I know who they are. I know their real names. And people look at me and say, what religion are you? I says, don't have a religion. Don't believe in religion. Don't believe in denominations, which means it's demon nations. I believe in a relationship, and that's what Yahshua, our Savior, brought down to do, was get rid of all this ritual. Yes, there are holy days we do keep, and feast days we do keep, and according to the Word, if you read everything in the Messiah, what happened in his lifetime happened during a holy day, or a feast day. He kept everything. He kept the Sabbath. He read from the Old Testament. I believe from Genesis to Revelation. I believe in the second coming, yet I, which would be sanctified or classified as, what have I been called? A spiritual Israelite, a spiritual Jew, spiritual Hebrew.
Messianic Jew?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I'm a child of Yahweh. That's all I am. My name Edward means guardian appointed to serve. My short version, Ed, means Yahweh's witness. So yes, I am my father's child. I am very blessed and proud to say that, considering I was born 4.5 months premature, 2 inches long, 1.5 pounds, been clinically dead 3 times. Now, I hate isms, I hate bullies, and I hate liars, which means I basically hate our government. And that's okay. I love our people, I love our Constitution, we can get it back, we can restore the Republic. Yet these people have got to get their heads out of their behinds, stop listening to this Justin Bieber butt and Beyonce, the demonic witch, and all of them, you know, because that, I mean, what did Hitler do before he took over his country and destroyed it? He turned around, fluoridated the water, propagandized them with all this BS. There were rallies up the yin-yang, you know. He was good for that.
And I got to move it on, man. Appreciate the call. Call back anytime you like. Ed in Kentucky. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being out there. I got to get this clip in real quick. It is concerning Robin Williams, and it basically lets you know exactly what happened. Here it is.
On August 11th, 2014, at approximately 11:55 a.m., Marin County Communications received a 911 telephone call reporting that a male adult had been located unconscious and not breathing inside his residence located at 95 St. Thomas Way in unincorporated Tiburon, California. The caller was distraught and indicated at that time that was in an apparent suicide due to a hanging had taken place and that rigor mortis had set in. The Sheriff's Office, as well as representatives of the Tiburon Fire Department and Southern Marin Fire Protection District, were dispatched to the incident with emergency personnel arriving on scene at 12 p.m. The male subject, who was pronounced deceased by firefighters from the Tiburon Fire Department at 12:02 p.m., has been identified as Robin McLaurin Williams, a 63-year-old resident of unincorporated Tiburon, California. Preliminary information developed during the investigation by coroner division personnel has revealed Mr. Williams had been seeking treatment for depression. Mr. Williams was last seen alive by his wife at approximately 10:30 p.m. on August 10, 2014, when she retired for the evening in a room in the home. It is unknown at this time when Mr. Williams retired for the evening in a bedroom in his home. At approximately 10:30 a.m. on August 11, 2014, Mr. Williams' wife left the home, believing Mr. Williams to still be asleep. Mr. Williams' personal assistant became concerned at approximately 11:45 a.m. when he failed to respond to knocks on his bedroom door. At that time, the personal assistant was able to gain access to Mr. Williams' bedroom and entered the bedroom to find Mr. Williams clothed in a seated position, unresponsive, with a belt secured around his neck, with the other end of the belt wedged between the closed closet door and the door frame.
All right, there you have it. Very raw, but that's life on life's terms. Here's Shepard Smith.
Gives him a sense of wonder, and I want to quote from him again. My children give me a great sense of wonder just to see them develop into these extraordinary human beings. And a favorite book as a child growing up, it was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I'd read the whole C.S. Lewis series outside to my kids. I was once reading to Zelda, and she said, don't do any voices, just read it yourself. So I did. I just read it straight, and she said, that's better. One of the children he so loved. One of the children grieving tonight because their father killed himself in a fit of depression. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? You could love three little things so much, watch them grow, and they're in their mid-20s, and they're inspiring you and exciting you, and they fill you up with a kind of joy you could never have known, and yet something inside you is so horrible, or you're such a coward, or whatever the reason.
And that was the comment that got him in trouble, and he has since rescinded that and apologized. But my question to you, and we've only got a couple minutes left, do you think that what Robin Williams did was cowardly? My take on this is I don't have the right to really take any kind of stance on this. That's between him and God. I don't know what was going on in his mind. I just know that, you know, for me personally, I've got a couple kids. I've got a 26-year-old daughter and a 29-year-old son, and I would never kill myself, and that's one reason right there, because I don't want to put them through all that heartache and misery. And then the closure, you know, we had a call from, I think it was Diane in Texas, and, you know, she had talked about her husband committed suicide, and she said, you know, 24 years later, there was still no closure, because that's the question that never gets answered. Why did you do it? And I think in the coming days we might actually find out that some sort of prescription drug was involved, because the pharmaceutical companies are famous for this. Side effects include suicide. Time will tell. In the meantime, I'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. and back here at 9. Have a great day.
So cool. With financial